we're doing Dov's Minute, and we were discussing the mitzvah of lighting candles in honor of Shabbos and the merits that come with it. The Midrashim align the Friday night with the Chet of Adam HaRishon. As we discussed, we drink wine because Adam HaRishon drank wine, and that was the Eitz Hadas, according to one shot. So we take wine and we sanctify the day with it. We do positive things with the wine. By the same token, the woman who brought death upon man by giving him from the forbidden fruit, she lights the candles. And lighting the candles, that's, so to speak, giving light to the world. And the Medrash takes it a step further. The Medrash says that it is a great honor. It is a great honor for the woman, and by lighting the candles, she gives longevity to her husband. And perhaps that is where the custom began, based on this medrash, that the women say a prayer for their husband and for their children, that the family should have longevity and things should go well for them. At the time that they light the candles, that is their mitzvah of the home. If a husband wants to light candles, his wife can protest. She's entitled to that mitzvah. It's her mitzvah. And when they're performing their mitzvah, which is giving more light to the house, so then they pray over the house.
Can they both do it?
What?
Can they both do it?
It's her mitzvah. What's he doing it for?